Texte numéro 130. You've heard of gentle parenting. Now there's gentle partnering. Could some gentle parenting techniques change your marriage for the better? Gentle parenting has been a hot topic in parenting circles for a few years now. Broadly speaking, gentle parents try to better understand the feelings and motivations behind their child's challenging behaviour, instead of rushing to correct said behaviour. Proponents of the parenting philosophy believe that children can learn to manage their emotions and understand consequences if they feel safe and connected to their parents. Though it's not without its critics, parents who practice gentle parenting report that it has changed their relationship with their children for the better. Given the positive effects, some parents have started to wonder, could these techniques work for my marriage? After all, isn't empathy and perspective taking the cornerstone of quality adult communication as well? Saba Haruni-Luri, a marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, has seen gentle parents adopt this strategy in their marriages recently. No one in my practice is explicitly saying I'm using gentle parenting practices in my adult relationship. But I've worked with several adults who, after learning about gentle parenting, began thinking more critically about how they engage with their partners and people beyond their kids, she said. Is it a tad condescending to use techniques made for children on your partner? In a Reddit post, a person admitted that they were feeling a little guilty. Am I a jerk for secretly using gentle parenting methods on my partners? The person asked. Jennifer Chapel Marsh, a couples therapist in San Diego, agrees that applying gentle parenting to relationships might sound like trying to baby-proof your marriage, but it has a lot of benefits, especially in heated moments. Adult brains can go offline and become dysregulated just like a child's, so the effective gentle parenting communication techniques translate well in relationships. Kate Kulskar, the co-host of the Happiest Girls podcast, has been with her husband for 8 years and says gentle parenting techniques, namely leading with empathy and understanding, have translated well to her marriage. Obviously, I'm not his parent and do not want nor feel the need to parent him, but just like when I'm trying to decipher why my daughter is behaving in a certain way, the same strategies can apply when attempting to understand my partner, she said. So, if she needs to constructively criticise, she uses the popular compliment sandwich approach. Similar to how we parent, I try to give my husband a compliment, followed by something that I do not like, followed by a suggestion with what I would like him to do instead, Kulskar said. It's never an attack, always a conversation. Adapted from HuffPost.com, November 2024.